I've got my mojo working, baby, and we're going out tonight. Hey, hey. Today you can smell what's cooking at Mojo Hogtown Barbecue from blocks away. In 1910, when this building at 12 Southeast 2nd Avenue was completed, different smells emanated from what was then a livery stable and carriage house. The yellow Campville brick structure later became a car garage. In 1973, Elmo and Lupe Mosier transformed the building into the Sovereign Restaurant, modeling it after the Court of Two Sisters restaurant in New Orleans. The Mosiers incorporated iron grill work from New Orleans, along with chandeliers and panels of stained glass from historic Louisiana homes. Originally, an arch carriage entry led to the restaurant through an ornamental iron gate and a covered alley that also led to a brick-paved rear courtyard. A photograph from 1974 shows the building with a large stable door intact. The Mosiers installed a window with lace curtains in place of the door. The architecture of the building, along with Chef Elmo's European-inspired dishes, made it a favorite place to celebrate special occasions. In 2006, the Sovereign closed. Several other businesses opened in the building, but the interior remained largely unchanged. In 2015, the building was transformed into Mojo Hogtown Barbecue. Joiner Construction literally opened up the restaurant, injecting a modern feel into the building while also preserving its historic character. Large sections of drywall were removed to expose the original Campville brick. The ceiling beams were sandblasted with walnut shells, and the ceiling was lightened so the original features of the building could be seen again. Today, you can almost taste the history at Mojo Hogtown Barbecue. Produced by the Matheson History Museum and Why Not Theater. Funded in part by Visit Gainesville, Alachua County.